What is up, Thunder fans? Welcome to another edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Brady Trantham, and for the next 30 minutes or so, you're going to be Locked On Thunder. And it's finally Friday. We made it. You made it. We both made it together. But it is going to be a very fun Friday because the Thunder are taking on the 50-8 Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, my goodness. They've lost two games in the last 18. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be fun just to see potentially Giannis Antetokounmpo, because I'll just get this out of the way. He's actually listed as probable day-to-day with a back injury. So, hey, Thunder fans, there still might be some hope. But we'll get into some other injury news. We'll go back in time and talk about the Kings game last night, because that was quite an exciting game. It was about to be a very disappointing game, in my opinion. Turned into an exciting finish for Thunder fans, of course. We'll get into that all after the silly introductions. And if you don't know who I am, I've been covering the Thunder since 2014 and since 2018 with 107.7 The Franchise, 107.9 The Franchise in Tulsa as their lead Thunder insider. Going to practices, going to games, going to charity events, going to wherever Thunder players are hanging out, as long as it's not against the law for me to be there. I'm not that weird, but I do follow them around. That comes with the job. But you can listen to this podcast, of course, because you already are, or feel free to subscribe to the OKC 82 podcast, which is the post-game reaction show after every single game that you can either hear live on the radio on 107.7, or if you're not around the radio at the time, but you still want to listen, you can subscribe to it, because we just take the audio from the entire show that we do and put it up on the podcast feed on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. It's available. It's free. I do it with Madison Morris and our producer, Matt Burton. We have a great time doing it. And if it's a home game, and there's only 9 home games left, everybody. So weird when I say that out loud, but there are only 9 home games left for Oklahoma City. But in those last 9 home games, if you're in the arena or if you're at the game and you leave and you want to get some good food or good drinks, please go to Flint. It's just down the street from the arena. We can see the arena from our booth. That's where we do all of our post-game shows for home games. So come say hi to us. We'd appreciate it. And you can also tune in to the Thunder Franchise Insider Show on Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. until noon. John Hamm, Jerry Ramsey, Madison, and me. We have fun doing it. Why don't you listen? All right, let's jump right into the potentially disastrous Kings game last night. It was, I say potentially disastrous because, and we were talking about this on the post-game show last night, Madison and I, we had to go back a long way in the schedule to find the last time that we would have been disappointed in the Thunder's performance. And now the Thunder have lost games since then, but you know, they've been disappointing in some different, you know, categories. For instance, the Boston loss is disappointing just because that was a game that the Thunder controlled and they certainly had a chance late. And it's unfortunate that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets his pocket picked by Marcus Smart late in the game. But you don't question the ability of the Thunder team that night. You don't question their energy, their hustle, defense, offense. It was just Boston's a good team. They made plays late. The Thunder didn't. Sometimes that happens. But we had to go all the way back to January 17th to the Miami Heat loss in Oklahoma City, where that was probably the closest that I had been disappointed in the last few Thunder losses. That night, the defense just wasn't there, specifically on the perimeter. Can't even talk, everybody. My apologies. But the perimeter defense wasn't there. Closeouts were kind of lazy. They were letting guys drive. The offense just wasn't there. Again, it was just, the Thunder still had a chance late. It was just a game that this isn't their best performance. This isn't what they're going to put on the highlight reel, basically. So then fast forward to last night. I'm getting fully prepared around the 7-minute mark of the third quarter. I am fully prepared. All right, this is a disappointing loss. This is a bad look. Not only because you're losing to the Sacramento Kings at home, who are 24-33 on the season. Not only because De'Aaron Fox is not playing, he did not play due to, and get this flex, he's not playing because he's got tight abs. I wish I could relate. No, but it was disappointing up to that point because the defense was so lethargic. The defense was so lazy. We saw Buddy Hield hit back-to-back corner threes wide open with nobody in his face. And, you know, Buddy Hield's a great player. He's a good player getting his own shot off, finding spots to get open. He's good, but like this Thunder defense has always been very consistent. And so the few times or the few quarters that they do consecutively that are poor, it's just that much more noticeable. And it kind of seemed like, all right, this is the karma for, you know, you lead by 24 on the road against Chicago, and then you completely flatline and blow the lead and then surrender it. The Bulls actually led by four at one point in the fourth quarter. And, you know, in some respects, maybe the Thunder should have lost that Bulls game. So here you go. You're going to, the basketball gods are going against you now. You are now going to lose the Sacramento Kings at home. And the 7 minute mark is the important thing, because at the 6:48 mark, exactly, the Kings had a 17 point lead. Their largest lead was 19, but at the 17 point deficit at the 6:48 mark, Hamidou Diallo gets put in to basically counteract what Sacramento is trying to do in terms of the height advantage mismatch that they were doing against Oklahoma City. Billy Donovan and everybody talked about it post game. Chris Paul highlighted it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander talked about it and praised it. Praised Hamidou Diallo, I should say. But at the 6:48 mark of that third quarter, Oklahoma City went on to outscore the Kings 50-31. It was complete and utter domination. It was complete and utter clutch Oklahoma City. It was complete and utter just understanding that now every possession matters. If we have one more bad possession than what we finished with, this being Oklahoma City, they probably lose. They had to value every single possession. They had to value every single pass and every single shot. That comes from Chris Paul. That comes from Billy Donovan's game planning and game managing in the game. And they worked it to perfection, winning 112-108 over the Kings and giving themselves a little bit of margin for error, considering that, you know, anytime you have a home game one night and then the second night of a back-to-back on the road, that's, people will say that that's a scheduled loss, because that's just tough. You play, you put all your heart and soul effort into a game, and then you do all your post-game stuff, talk to the media, and then you get right onto a bus, drive all the way to the airport, fly to a different city, land. They landed around 1 o'clock in the morning, and I know this because Deontay Burton put out an Instagram story about 1:02 in the morning. So they landed about, you know, well after midnight, and then they've got to wake up, get ready to play another game. So scheduled loss, right? Yeah, but they're also playing the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, no. When we get back, a little bit more Kings reaction, and then some more Milwaukee Bucks talk. If you've been a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know Locked On Thunder is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Thunder fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Thunder fans and a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On Thunder podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. And welcome back to the Locked On Thunder podcast, everybody. I am Brady Trantham. Just a few more little notes from the Kings game last night. Danilo Gallinari, this was a really good return to form game. Ryan Chapman, who I had on yesterday, we talked about this, that we wanted to see a good return to form game from Danilo, and he certainly did. 24 points. The shooting efficiency was there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 20 points. Chris Paul, 17 points, 7 assists. Steven Adams, 15-7. Nerlens Noel, really good numbers off the bench, 10 points, 7 rebounds. And when you consider Dennis Schroeder's been kind of in a little bit of a scoring funk. I know he had 22 points the other night. I can't remember what game it was. It might have been Chicago, might have been San Antonio. But the scoring has kind of dipped overall over the last 10 games. It hasn't been where it's been throughout most of the year when he's been a sixth man of the year candidate, up in the high teens or the low 20s. They didn't necessarily need him except for when they got down by 19. It would have been nice to have Dennis Schroeder scoring off, you know, off the bench. Overall, they didn't really need him, but 13 for Dennis, 5 rebounds and 7 assists, got the job done. And the other thing, speaking of Danilo Gallinari, you shouldn't have been shocked when you got the news earlier today. Madison Morris, I believe, posted it on Twitter around 12:50. I was actually in my yoga class, so I wasn't unable to check the game notes at the time. But Danilo Gallinari out tonight for the Oklahoma City Thunder with ankle soreness. Well, again, you shouldn't have been shocked because I've been telling you all he's missed the second night of the Thunder's last five back-to-backs. They're load managing him. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I tried my best, everybody. I tried my absolute best. I have the audio, but there's really nothing substantial there. I asked Billy Donovan pregame as best I could because, look, he's not going to flat out tell me that, yes, we're going to sit him tomorrow night. So that's out of the question. I'm not going to ask him that. I'm not going to put him in that position to have to tell me that. All season long, they've been very adamant that they don't consider anything that they're doing load managing. Now, that's what they're going to tell us. Because how Billy Donovan describes it is he sits down with the player and the medical staff, and they talk about where they should go, blah, 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 blah. And for the most part, players play when they're healthy. But in Danilo Gallinari's case, for whatever reason, whenever he is playing one night, the following evening, he just cannot go. Although he's played a back-to-back already this season. I believe he's played one or two. But since then, he's now going to miss the last six consecutive second night of a back-to-back. And again, I tried my best to frame it. I believe my question was exactly, now that the trade deadline is come and gone, is there a shift or an alteration in philosophy of how you deal with players in terms of like minutes total, in terms of how you deal with like resting players? And he said nothing changes. And basically what I meant was like my thinking was, you know, maybe a little bit of the thinking prior to the trade deadline, was, all right, Danilo Gallinari is both a very good player with an injury history that we want to have healthy for either our purposes or for the purposes of potentially trading the guy. And if he's hurt, we're not going to be able to trade him. So now that the trade deadline's come and gone, this is the team that you have moving forward. So what are you going to do? You're going to go all in with this team that you have now and just say, hey, we're playing Milwaukee tonight. We need Danilo Gallinari on the floor because that helps our chances. Or is it still basically the same philosophy? And Billy again said nothing's changed, and he was right. Danilo Gallinari not playing tonight for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Who will start? That'll be interesting because, again, there is no Darius Bazley to just easily slide in. I mean, are we going to see a Hamidou Diallo? Are we going to see a Terrence Ferguson, Lou Dort? We're going to see Abdul Nader even get the start tonight. It's going to be interesting to see not just the lineups throughout the game, but what exactly Billy wants to start off with because, again, this is the Milwaukee Bucks, and they're 50-8, and they're pretty damn unbeatable in the regular season. And just a few things before we get out of here, everybody, because there's really not that much to say about the Milwaukee Bucks. You know how good they are. You know that this, if the Thunder lose tonight, it should really not shock anybody. Having said that, I'm not going to expect the Thunder to just get destroyed. Now, if they get destroyed, but the effort's there, that's one thing, and that may sound silly. For instance, just try to remember that first game on the road in Indiana when the Thunder lost really bad to the Pacers. The Thunder's effort was there. The Pacers just hit every single mid-range shot. They hit everything. No matter what the Thunder were doing, they hit every single shot. And there was one point in the middle of the game where the Thunder got it down to within either 11 or 9, and they were down by like 28 at one point. But that game, I didn't necessarily question the effort. That was just, you know what? Indiana was on, and like I've said on this podcast a ton of times, teams like Indiana and San Antonio, how the Thunder defend, those teams are more than capable of lighting it up against the Thunder because they want them to take those shots. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Thunder combat Milwaukee tonight. Again, I'm not going to be disappointed if they lose. And I understand as a fan, you're going to be disappointed if they lose because you want to see your team win all the time. And I get that too. But what I hope to see is just the effort and a better defensive effort, I should say, in terms of closing out on guys. And Milwaukee's got guys that can light up all over the floor. It's going to be a tough test for Steven Adams. He's typically struggles against centers like a Brook Lopez that stretch the floor by shooting. It's going to be interesting to see if we see a little bit more Nerlens Noel. And who knows? And this isn't going to happen, but I've just wanted to see it. Pack the paint. Stop Giannis from getting into the paint and dunking it on you. Just throw Steven Adams and Nerlens Noel out there on the floor at the same time. You don't have Danilo Gallinari. You don't have a true power forward anymore with Darius Bazley out. Just throw them both out there and see what happens. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked on Thunder podcast. A little bit shorter today. It's the second night of a back-to-back for the Thunder. But for me, had a bunch of stuff to do today. I've got a ton of stuff to do later on today. I've got some franchise duties before the game and then during the game. Then, of course, after the game, please tune in to 107.7 The Franchise, 107.9 The Franchise in Tulsa. Madison and I will be on the radio from the studio immediately following the game to get you ready for your Friday night. So, you know, it'd be great if the Thunder get a victory. It'd be a fun way to get into the weekend. It's never fun to do post-game shows after losses, especially disappointing ones. So just tune into that. But again, if you are away from your radio machine, feel free to subscribe to the OKC 82 podcast so you can listen to it later, tomorrow morning even. But everybody, thank you so much for listening to Locked on Thunder. I appreciate it. Until next time, I'll talk to you later.